Welcome to the Know No Strangers podcast, where attorney and legal advocate Bill Robinson shares life lessons and inspiration.
My friends, this is William Robinson with another edition of my podcast, Know No Strangers. It's been raining, record-breaking rain here in South Florida. We've got so many inches of rain flooding this area and closed schools down for the last couple of days. But now the sun is shining, and I got to remember that the sun will continue to shine somewhere in this world. Today's podcast, I am reminded of a sermon. In times like these, we need a savior. And I'm finished a book by a great author called Indivisible, about the life of Daniel Webster. And he talks about the period in American history between 1800 and 1850, when we were expanding westward. And the issue then was whether or not the states would be admitted as slave states or free states. The South wanted to continue slavery. It was built into the Constitution. They didn't want to give up their right to free labor and abuse of Black people in this country, making money off of sugar, cotton, and tobacco. And the people in the North not wanting to live with it, and how Daniel Webster, for most of his life, opposed slavery, but he wanted to keep the Union together. He wanted to keep the Union together. And when California was about to become a state, there was a lot of question whether it should be a free state or a slave state. And then they proposed a compromise to allow for the northern states to enforce the Fugitive Slave Act. The North didn't really have to deal with slavery like the South did until they saw people being arrested in the streets and accused of being slaves and taken back. And a lot of people in the North rebelled against that. But Daniel Webster agreed to go with this compromise in order to save the Union. And for 10 years, from 1850 up until the Civil War in the 1860s, he helped enforce the Fugitive Slave Act. How horrible. What a compromise. And here we are today in another situation where we have truth versus falsity. We have people not knowing what to rely on and what to believe in. The number one TV station, Fox News, was caught in a lawsuit lying to the public. The Dominion Company, which has sued them, has exposed their pundits as liars, paid liars, telling the masses one thing and then believing another privately. Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham, and the rest. It's just absolutely horrible. I never watched Fox News because I knew it was disinformation. Disinformation destroying our country. Historically, we've never seen a presidential candidate indicted for crimes before. Trump is still leading the pack of Republicans, and he has been indicted in New York for business fraud. His organization has already been convicted of that. He, in spite of it, he basked in the glow of his indictment. He raised $14 million. The split in America is huge again. What's going to happen when the Georgia indictment comes down? What's going to happen when the attorney general finally wakes up and recognizes that this man is not above the law and should be held accountable for January 6th and his other horrible actions, misdeeds, misinformation? And then sadly, even our courts, our Chief Justice, you know, when Clarence Thomas was nominated, they asked Thurgood Marshall about his nomination, and Thurgood said, well, his daddy always told him that a black snake will bite just as bad as a white snake. And we see that Justice Thomas for years has been bathed in the financial wealth of Hitler-loving billionaires who want him to continue to toe the conservative line, and has been taken and wined and dined on fabulous trips, not disclosing it. And it just recently come out that his his mother's house and the whole neighborhood is bought by this man so that he can take care of the justice's mother. It's absolutely scandalous what's going on in this country right now. And most embarrassing is Florida. I'm a Floridian, and Florida has always been a very conservative Republican state, although Obama won it twice. DeSantis almost lost to a black man. I can't think of his name now, but he only won by 34,000 votes. But the second term around, he won by a landslide, and he has a mandate from the people in Florida, and he's going to run for president. But, you know, his whole anti-wokeness campaign seems very racist to me. He rejected the African-American studies courses. He wants to arrest black voters. He's arrested black voters who formerly did their time in jail. And it's very interesting to see how he's using the framing wars to use loaded language to come up with real clever quotes to make people fear. And they're afraid of critical race theory, you know, and they're afraid that this is going to oppress them. Come on, man. The truth about American history is not oppressive. It's freeing. They're suggesting that the liberal elites have seized control of education, and then DeSantis is going to huge ends to make sure conservatives are appointed so that we can squash the desire to have free flow of information. They're using language as a mechanism to control people. It's a sort of a linguistic propaganda that is kind of like Putin on Ukraine. He calls the Ukrainian Nazis over and over and over again. In China, we have President Xi or Chairman Xi talking about taking over Taiwan. You know, Fox News and their misinformation, it's linguistic propaganda, people. We cannot fall for the faux fascism that is infecting our country. DeSantis has blacklisted black authors. He's gone after Mickey Mouse and Disney. The LGBT community is under attack. He's recommended to the Florida Republican legislature and Senate that they pass new laws to successfully sue journalists. He wants to overturn Supreme Court precedent, which is Times versus Sullivan, which requires actual malice. He wants to eliminate that. So it's really a chilling effect on the press. They don't want the press to be able to say anything. Yesterday they signed into law a 6-week abortion ban. Women's right to choose on how to control their bodies is being politicized. Gone after Disney, we already mentioned that. We already talked about the freedom to teach and learn. You can't teach certain things in the schools. We're going backwards, people, and this is really, really a difficult time. So I have become political and joined the Northeast Democratic Party. I encourage you guys to get involved because the pendulum swings back and forth, and it's got to go back to some sort of middle ground, because we are really being overthrown by the radical Republican agenda. And if we don't do something, we're all going to be at a loss, because gun permits are no longer necessary and everybody's going to be weaponized, and hopefully we're not headed towards another civil war. But we do have a great disparity between the urban centers and the rural centers, with the rural centers exerting too much power over all of us. And democracy is challenged again. And in a time like this, we need a savior. Pray, people, and then go out and register and organize our communities so that we can be ready when the fight comes, and the fight is here and now. This is William Robinson, No Strangers. I'm an attorney in Miami, Florida, And if you need to have any legal advice about an accident or injury, feel free to contact me. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about Mr. Robinson's legal practice, visit WilliamCRobinsonAttorney.com.